5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's good, tribe? It is another, and I mean another beautiful day. It's Monday, and you know what that means? It's Mind Shift Monday. Welcome. It's a 3 o'clock check-in. I am your host, Juma Salim. This is the Roar of Judah radio show. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you in this hour, and you know we're going to kick it. As always, our first order of business is prayer. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is needed. And then we're going to jump into the weather. And then we're going to do a short recap of episode 15 from the podcast entitled Faithful in the Field, in case you missed it. If you haven't listened to the podcast, I need you to go to Apple or Spotify, type in the search bar, look for The Roar of Judah. And then you need to check out episode 15, Faithful in the Field. Again, we're going to do a little recap. I don't want to give away too much, but that one was powerful. If you are not following us on social media, please go and do so. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It takes 2 seconds to share the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast with at least 2 people. Get the word out. We need to get the word out. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Lord, we want to thank you for all that you have done for us. There is nothing that you do not see. You are in the big things in our lives, just as you are in the small things. We ask you to forgive us for our sins, our trespasses, our transgressions, and our iniquities. We thank you, Father, for you are a good God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your grace. Lord, despite our heartbreaks and our heartaches, our setbacks, our trials, our tribulations, you are still worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. Really quickly, if you are a faith-based business and you would like to partner and become a sponsor for the Roar of Judah radio show or podcast, you can reach us at admin@theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's admin@theroarofjudah.org. If you would like to make a contribution or a donation, you can visit the website www.theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroarofjudah.org. Hit that donate button. We'll greatly appreciate you. As promised, we're going to do a short recap. I'm going to do my best to make this short. I don't want to get too excited. We're going to do a quick recap of episode 15 of the Roar Judah podcast entitled Faithful in the Field. If you have not listened to it, you are missing out. I'm going to do a short recap. Hopefully that will inspire you to go and peep it. You got to go tap in. As I was out in Nashville and I was on the country road, the Holy Spirit started showing me David. And I want to share with you in this short little recap what was put on my heart. Wherever you find God's vision for your life, there will always be provision. Wherever you find a vision for your life that God has given you, there will always be provision. David is about to be anointed, and Samuel is looking for the one. God is often in the small things, and we overlook that too many times. We're looking for God to be in the big thing, the miraculous miracle. But as the story of the prodigal son and countless other stories, it is in the small things that we find God. David spent a significant amount of time in the field. He was faithful in the small things. Where will God find you when it's time for you to be anointed? When the anointing comes, will God find you being faithful over the small things? My. Samuel is about to anoint one of Jesse's sons, and none of the other brothers were selected by God to be the king. Again, in their time, they went off a statue, who was the most built and handsome and all of those things. I don't want to get too far into the details, but you kind of get the idea. And so Samuel asks Jesse, "Do you have any more sons?" And Jesse's response is yes. And he says, "I will have them fetch him, for he is out in the field with the sheep." David was doing what he was supposed to do. He was honoring his assignment. What is it that God has called you to do that you keep getting distracted with? And it's your assignment. Your assignment is more important than the distraction. I need you to hear me. Your assignment is more important than the distraction, which leads me to my next question. Can you honor your assignment? Do you have the heart to honor what God has given you to steward? Oh my gosh. See, you got to understand, when Samuel comes on the scene of this story, David is not anywhere near where he is. God will send someone who will honor your absence. Samuel says, while they go fetch David, "We will not sit down until he comes." God, I'm going to say it again, will send someone who will honor your absence. Tribe, this is deep. I need you to focus. We'll be right back.
What's up, tribe? It's your favorite radio host, Juma Saleem, from the Roar of Judah Radio Show. Tune in every week for our faith-filled shows. We start your week off with Mind Shift Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Worship Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Financial Fridays, right here on Gospel 107.1 FM.
Alrighty, tribe, we are back. It's the afternoon check-in with your favorite host, Juma Saleem, from the Roar of Judah Radio Show. It's Mind Shift Monday. Let's hop into this weather. In the Bahamas, it's a beautiful 76 degrees. Nashville, Tennessee, 60 degrees, partly cloudy. Clarksville, Tennessee, 63 degrees, sunny. Memphis, Tennessee, the M, 65 degrees, partly cloudy. Oak Grove, Kentucky, 62 degrees, sunny and strong winds. St. Louis, the Lou, 68 degrees, sunny and strong winds. Charlotte, North Carolina, the QC, the Queen City, 59 degrees, partly cloudy. Salisbury, North Carolina, the home team, 59 degrees, sunny and strong winds. Statesville, North Carolina, the home team, 57 degrees, sunny and strong winds. Raleigh, North Carolina, 58 degrees, sunny and strong winds. Columbia, South Carolina, 62 degrees, partly cloudy. Charleston, South Carolina, 62 degrees, partly cloudy. And that is your Roar of Judah weather report. Alrighty, we're talking about episode 15. We're doing a short recap. Faithful in the Field, the story of David's anointing. And we left off with Samuel saying they will not sit down until David returns. And I want to mention one more time that God will send someone who will honor your absence. One of the things that I found truly ironic about this story is that God put David on Samuel's heart. Samuel was on a mission and he did not stop until he found the one. I want to share this with you. I need you to write this down. The right person will not stop looking for you. I don't care if it's a business partner, your husband, wife, a relationship, a connection. The right person will not stop looking for you. They are on an assignment by God. Oh my goodness. God has someone for you. Be patient. Stay focused. Oh my God. When God puts your name on someone's heart, they will not stop looking until they find you. As David was out in the field, his duty seemed so insignificant. But it was not about what he was doing, it was about how he was doing it. He was doing it with the right posture. His heart was positioned. Can God trust you in the small things? Do you have the right heart and attitude to do the small thing? Too often we feel insignificant. Social media has created this thing where if you're not doing anything or showing what you're doing, social media would try to get you to seem like you're insignificant. But in the moment, you have to remember, like David, that the work that you are doing, the calling on your life, is to be honored by God, because he gets all the glory no matter what. I want to ask you a question. What is your heart committed to? See, David's heart was committed to his assignment. What has God called you to do? And are you committed to it with your entire being? I said I was going to do a recap, but I feel like this is for someone. God has called you to something. And whatever your something is, it needs your undivided attention. Too often we are distracted and we abandoned our assignment. What you have to understand is your assignment is connected to a bigger picture. I'm telling you what I know. Had I not allowed Christ in my heart, in my mind, to saturate my being, what I'm doing right now could not impact the people that it is impacting. Your assignment is too important. If you've lost your focus on this path, on your assignment, I beg you, get back on the right track. Are you committed, dedicated, and responsible for what God has called you to do? Your assignment, again, is too great. God has called you to a particular people, particular places, particular things. Your assignment is not small. It is big. It may seem insignificant to people who may not be a part of what you've been called to, but it is significant. In the eyes of the Lord, it is a great work. Whew. Ah, my. You have to remain focused. I know that sometimes it seems that there's no progress being made, but let me remind you that all progress doesn't look like progress. You got to hear me. The other thing I want to say is, what can you be entrusted with? See, David was entrusted to watch over the sheep. He did that with his entire heart. Whatever your assignment is, you must do it with your entire heart. We cannot serve God if we do not serve Him in spirit and truth. I'm going to say that again. We must serve God in spirit and in truth. Then we must serve Him with our mind, body, and soul. We must do that with our entire being, and it starts with our heart. Trust me, God is watching you in the small thing. He's watching to see what you're going to do with the small amount that He has given you. The question remains, how will you steward the anointing on your life? I need you to write this down. Lord, help me to honor my anointing. David kept his father's sheep, and he did it faithfully. What is it that God has given you to do, and have you done it faithfully? God is raising up leaders. A good leader knows how to protect the flock. I'm telling you, you got to go check out episode 15 of the Roar of Judah podcast. And I said I wasn't going to give away a lot, but the Holy Spirit is leading me to just keep going because someone needs to hear this. Alrighty, tribe, I'm going to say this. Listen, David kept his father's sheep, and he did it faithfully. Again, David kept his father's sheep, and he did it faithfully. David was a servant to his father. But in his servitude, because he was focused on his assignment, God saw the king in his heart. The only way that you can get to the throne is by serving in the field. I need you to write that down. I must serve in the field before I am placed on the throne. My. We're living in a society today where everyone wants to be put on the platform, but no one wants to serve. Can God trust you to serve your assignment? The enemy only has one job: to kill, steal, and destroy. David defended his assignment. Oh, my. Can you be faithful with the battles in the field before you are challenged with the battles on the throne? I don't want to go too deep. Oh, my. Listen. Too often we go through life and we go through hardships and the uncertainties and the troubles, and we murmur and complain. And we miss the lessons that are necessary for us to gain the experience we will need to rule and reign on the throne that God has predestined for our lives. You have to be faithful in small things. You have to be faithful in the small things. David was engaged. He was present. He was in the moment. Are you in the moment? He not only understood his assignment, but he understood the responsibility that came with the assignment. Do you know what the responsibility of your assignment is? God is watching to see if you're going to honor the responsibility of your assignment. Let me say this. You cannot honor what you do not value. I need you to write that down. You cannot honor what you do not value. David valued the sheep. They belonged to his father. So his only job was to serve and protect his assignment. Sheesh, you gotta hear me. Oh my gosh. Are you willing to serve and protect your assignment? Too often we miss some of the greatest lessons in life because we are not willing to do the small thing, the insignificant thing. We feel like the insignificant thing is below us. And that's where we miss some of God's greatest experiences for our lives. The other thing I want to say really quickly is, what are you willing to challenge and face in your life? The moment that you are ready, willing, and able to challenge and face the giants in your life, the better you'll be able to reign on the throne. David had a different type of confidence because he had faced different challenges in the field. So when he was placed in front of the giant, he knew that the victory was already his, because he did not panic. He did not run. He was faithful in the small things. So why would God not honor him in this moment to face this giant? Oh, my. We'll be right back.
Your number one radio.
Alrighty, tribe. We are back. Oh, my gosh. Love that song. Listen, you cannot abandon your assignment. Your assignment is attached to other people's deliverance and healing and freedom. You cannot abandon your assignment. Your assignment is going to be the key that unlocks other people's freedom. I want you to know that David had plenty of time in the field to practice with his sling. He practiced with his sling. What are you practicing for God? Oh my goodness. See, your heart must be positioned and postured for service. What are you willing to protect and serve? God is looking for the faithful few who are willing to do the small thing, the insignificant thing, the thing that no one's paying attention to, that seems like it doesn't even have any significance, like it doesn't even matter. But it is in that thing, that small thing that you're doing, that God gets the glory. And at the right time, he will elevate you. Can you be faithful in a small thing is my question. Wherever you may be in your life, in your journey, whether it's your business, your marriage, your relationships, your connections, school, wherever you are, be faithful in a small thing. There is much reward in the small thing. And as the scripture says, do not grow weary in well doing. That means you must serve your assignment until God calls you to your next. My. Well, tribe, that was a recap of episode 15, Faithful in the Field. I need you to go check that out. If you are not following the Roar of Judah on social media, please go and do so. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Also, if you have not checked out episode 15, Faithful in the Field, the Roar Judah podcast, it is spinning on Apple and Spotify. Please go and do so. I want to switch gears really quickly and talk about how we can improve our thinking. It is so important. Distractions will come, but we must be faithful again in the small things. I don't know why that came back up, but we got to be faithful in the small things. Number one, we have to keep an open mind in our thinking. We have to keep an open mind. The scripture talks about the renewing of the mind. And the only way that the mind can be renewed is that we have to keep it open and available to hear from the Holy Spirit and how God wants us to move. I want you to understand that we must always continue to observe our thoughts. We must observe our thoughts. What are we thinking? What are our thoughts? Are we monitoring our thoughts? It is so important. Because if you're not monitoring your thoughts, then that means that you have no filter and anything can go into your mind. Oh my gosh. Listen, the last and final thing I want to talk about is we have to meditate on what we're thinking. When is the last time you meditated on your thoughts? Have you ever just went and sat with your thoughts and noticed how your thinking pattern was? You have to be mindful that you create patterns and your patterns become habits. What are you serving that's in your mind? You have to change the way that you're thinking. Your approach each day determines how you're going to think. And in that, you create a habit because you're dealing with a pattern, but you're forming a habit. And if you do not have good habits, how do you expect your life to go? I need you to hear me on this. You create the life that you want based on how you think. If we could just back up for 1 second, I have to go back to David's story. I don't know why this story is so significant to me, but even in this story, David's thinking affected how he ruled in the small thing and on the throne. Listen, I'm doing my best to stay away from that, but I have to keep coming back because there's so much meat in this story. The way that David thought about his assignment ensured that he would rule successfully. How are you thinking about your future? David had no idea that he would be anointed as a king, but the experience that he gained in the field gave him the upper hand on the throne. Oh my gosh. Listen to me. How you are thinking in the small thing, the thing that you feel like doesn't matter, is significant. How will you ever get to the promise and be successful in ruling and reigning with the promise if you cannot honor the small thing? How are you thinking about the small thing? Oh my gosh. I need you to hear me. Your attitude affects everything. Your attitude affects everything. Your attitude affects your perspective. It affects your thoughts. It affects your feelings. It affects how you move, your actions, your behaviors. It affects everything. David was successful in the field because he had the right attitude about his assignment. Too often we are missing the beauty of the assignment because we don't have the right attitude about it. Oh my gosh. Listen, tribe, you gotta have the right attitude. Oh my gosh, we'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. I love that song. Man, that song is fire. Alrighty, tribe, let me stay focused. I need you to do me a favor really quickly, tribe. I need you to take out a piece of paper right now, in this moment, really quickly. It's only going to take about 2 seconds. Take out a piece of paper, and I want you to write down the 3 things that you are thinking about that are on the forefront of your mind right now. The 3 things. 2 seconds. Write it down. It takes 2 seconds to write it down. 3 things. The 3 things that are on your mind right now. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to look at those 3 things and I want to ask you this simple question. Does any of the 3 things have to do with the assignment that God has called you to do? I'm going to give you a second to sit on that. Let that marinate in your spirit. But have you realized that the things that we're often thinking have nothing to do with our purpose? Now, I could be one off. Or two, there may be someone who is thinking about their purpose, and that is good. There may be someone who wrote down 3 things, and out of those 3, one of those things was concerning your assignment. you are where you need to be. We cannot put the cares of the world before our purpose. And I know that at times, the agenda, the activities, the list goes on and on and on of the things and the responsibilities that we have, but we cannot put anything before God. And if God has called you to an assignment, whether big or small, we must serve it and protect it with our entire being. I want to share something. Too often, people overlook other people based on how they see that person. What if God has called you to that husband, to that wife, to that job, to that business as an assignment? And too often, because we feel that those things or those people or those places are beneath us, that they should be serving us. Okay, Holy Spirit, here we go. If we cannot be faithful in serving the small thing, why do we feel as though God should promote us to the throne of the big thing, the big platform, the big stage? We have to be diligent in the small thing. I want you to hear me really carefully. David's story is so significant because it teaches us so many beautiful life lessons. The first lesson I will share with you is David served well. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your servitude to the small thing? Number two, David was faithful. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your faithfulness to your assignment? And the last thing that I want to share with you is that David, although he was in the field, he was a leader. Despite how much shine his brothers may have gotten in his assignment, he was a leader. On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you leading? David's story is so powerful. There's so much meat in his story. It's about our thinking. It is truly about the way that we think. How are you thinking about your assignment? How are you thinking about your you? David was confident in who God created him to be. It's easy to fulfill a role when you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has called you to something. And when you are faithful with the small thing, the small thing will teach you some of the most valuable lessons in life. The job may seem insignificant in the moment, but how many people will you be able to impact? The marriage may seem insignificant in the moment, but how many new couples will you be able to impact? Your entrepreneur journey may seem small, but how many other entrepreneurs will you be able to impact? In this moment, I need you to start thinking with the mind of a servant and the heart of a leader. Do not abandon your assignment. No matter what is happening in your life, stay faithful to your assignment. Serve your assignment. Protect your assignment. For the person in the back, I need you to write that down. Serve and protect your assignment. your assignment. Tribe, we're running out of time. It's the afternoon check-in. I'm your host, Juma Salim. This is the Roar of Judah Radio Show. We recapped episode 15 of the podcast, Faithful in the Field. My, what a time. As always, you are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. Until we meet again, tribe, I love you. One love.